مثلهم كمثل الذي استوقد نارا فلما أضاءت ما حوله ذهب الله بنورهم وتركهم في ظلمات لا يبصرون.
They are like someone who lights a fire, but when it has lit up what is around him, Allah takes away the light from the flames, leaving them in the darkness, unable to see. Allah shows us what the hypocrites are like with two examples, one related to fire and the other to water. In the example related to fire, he compares them to someone who lights a fire to illuminate things, but when it is lit and he thinks he will benefit from its light, it goes out, smoldering and leaving him in the dark. Such people then remain in the dark, unable to see anything or find a way. They are deaf, unable to hear and accept the truth or speak about it. They are blind to seeing the truth, so they do not turn back from their error.
أو كصيب من السماء فيه ظلمات ورعد وبرق يجعلون أصابعهم في آذانهم من الصواعق حذر الموت والله محيط بالكافرين.
In the example related to water, a storm full of darkness, thunder and lightning is described. Some people are terrified by it and put their fingers in their ears because of the string of the thunder claps, scared of death. Allah surrounds the disbelievers and has absolute power over them, so they cannot escape Him.
يكاد البرق يخطف أبصارهم كلما أضاء لهم مشوا فيه وإذا أظلم عليهم قاموا ولو شاء الله لذهب بسمعهم وأبصارهم إن الله على كل شيء قدير.
The brightness of the lightning almost blinds them. Whenever it flashes, lighting things up, they go forward, and when there is no light, they remain in darkness, unable to move. If Allah willed, He could take away their hearing and their sight in His absolute power over all things and not return it to them because they turn away from the truth. The rain in the storm could be likened to the Quran, the thunder clap to its warnings, and the lightning to truths appearing to them from time to time. The covering of their ears to the thunder claps likened to their turning away from the truth and not responding to it. The hypocrites are similar to the people in these examples because they receive no benefit from anything. In the example of the fire, all they receive is darkness and a smoldering fire. In the example of the storm cloud, all they receive is fear and alarm because of the thunder and lightning. Similarly, the hypocrites see nothing in Islam except difficulty and harshness. Having mentioned the faithful, those who deny faith, and the hypocrites, Allah calls upon them all together to serve Him alone, saying,
يا أيها الناس اعبدوا ربكم الذي خلقكم والذين من قبلكم لعلكم تتقون.
O people, worship no one other than your Lord, because He created you and the people before you, so that you may save yourselves from suffering, by following His instructions and keeping away from what He has prohibited.
الَّذِي جَعَلَ لَكُمُ الْأَرْضَ فِرَاشًا وَالسَّمَاءَ بِنَاءً وَأَنزَلَ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ مَاءً وَأَنزَلَ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ مَاءً فَأَخْرَجَ بِهِ مِنَ الثَّمَرَاتِ رِزْقًا لَكُمْ فَلَا تَجْعَلُوا لِلَّهِ أَنْدَادًا فَلَا تَجْعَلُوا لِلَّهِ أَنْدَادًا وَأَنْتُمْ تَعْلَمُونَ.
It is He who made the earth like a carpet spread out in front of you, and it is He who masterfully constructed the sky over you. Through His grace, rain falls, producing different crops from the earth. As produced for you, do not, then, consider others to be equal to Allah when you know that He alone is worthy of being worshipped.
وَإِن كُنتُمْ فِي رَيْبٍ مِّمَّا نَزَّلْنَا عَلَى عَبْدِنَا فَأْتُوا بِسُورَةٍ مِّن مِّثْلِهِ فَأْتُوا بِسُورَةٍ مِّن مِّثْلِهِ وَادْعُوا شُهَدَاءَكُم مِّن دُونِ اللَّهِ إِن كُنتُمْ صَادِقِينَ.
Allah challenges those who have any doubt about the Quran revealed to His servant, Muhammad, peace be upon him, to produce a chapter just like it, and to call their helpers, if they are truthful about what they say.
فَإِن لَّمْ تَفْعَلُوا وَلَن تَفْعَلُوا فَاتَّقُوا النَّارَ الَّتِي وَقُودُهَا النَّاسُ وَالْحِجَارَةُ أُعِدَّتْ لِلْكَافِرِينَ.
If they are unable to do so, and they will never be able to do it, they should be mindful of the fire of hell, which burns with people who deserve the torment, and with idols, which they use to worship instead of Allah, punishing both the idol worshippers and what they worshipped. The fire of hell has been prepared as a punishment for the disbelievers. Beneficial points. Allah leaves the hypocrites in their greatest need as repayment for their hypocrisy and for turning away from guidance. We should worship Allah alone, who created for us everything that is in the universe and put them at our service. The inability of people to produce anything similar to a surah of the Quran shows that it came down from Allah, the wise and knowing.
وَبَشِّرِ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ أَنَّ لَهُمْ جَنَّاتٍ تَجْرِي مِنْ تَحْتِهَا الْأَنْهَارُ كلما رزقوا منها من ثمرة رزقا قالوا هذا الذي رزقنا من قبل وأتوا به متشابها ولهم فيها أزواج مطهرة وهم فيها خالدون.
The warnings in the previous verses were for the disbelievers. So now the messenger is told to address the believers. Give good news to those who have faith in Allah and do good, and tell them about that which will please them, gardens in paradise, with rivers flowing beneath their palaces and trees. Whenever they are given fruits from the gardens to consume, they will comment on how similar they are to the fruits of the earth, saying, "This is similar to what we had before." They will be given fruits that carry the same name and shape, so that they may recognize and desire them, but they will in fact taste differently. In the garden they will be paired with their mates, who will not have any unpleasant traits that people have on earth, and they will live there in eternal bliss, unlike the bliss of the earth, which is only temporary.
إن الله لا يستحيي أن يضرب مثلا ما بعوضة فما فوقها فأما الذين آمنوا فيعلمون أنه الحق من ربهم وَأَمَّا الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا فَيَقُولُونَ مَاذَا أَرَادَ اللَّهُ بِهَذَا مَثَلًا يُضِلُّ بِهِ كَثِيرًا وَيَهْدِي بِهِ كَثِيرًا وَمَا يُضِلُّ بِهِ إِلَّا الْفَاسِقِينَ.
Allah does not shy away from using whatever example He wishes, whether that be of a gnat or anything bigger than it. The believers know and trust that there is wisdom in the use of such examples, while the disbelievers will make fun, asking each other why Allah uses examples with lowly creatures, such as gnats, flies and spiders. Allah replies that in these examples lie guidance, direction and a test for people. There are many people who are misguided by Allah through these examples, because they refuse to consider them. And there are many who He guides along the right path because they learn from them. He does not misguide anyone except those who deserve to be misguided. They are those who do not obey Him.
الذين ينقضون عهد الله من بعد ميثاقه ويقطعون ما أمر الله به أن يوصل ويفسدون في الأرض أولئك هم الخاسرون.
Those who break the promise they made with Allah to serve Him alone and follow His way. This is in the verse, He made them testify concerning themselves. "Am I not your Lord?" They said, "Yes, we bear witness." He affirmed this by sending the prophets and the scriptures. Those who do not take their promises with Allah seriously are those who cut off from things which Allah instructed not to, such as blood relations, and they work to spread corruption on earth through their wrongdoing. They are the losers in this world and the next.
كيف تكفرون بالله وكنتم أمواتا فأحياكم ثم يميتكم ثم يحييكم ثم إليه ترجعون.
Strange is the situation of the disbelievers. How can you disbelieve the oneness of Allah when you can see the signs of His power in your own existence? You were nothing, and He brought you to life. Then you will die, and you shall be brought to life again. Then you will return to Him and be held accountable.
هو الذي خلق لكم ما في الأرض جميعا ثم استوى إلى السماء ثم استوى إلى السماء فسواهن سبع سماوات وهو بكل شيء عليم.
It is Allah alone who created everything on earth for you. The countless rivers, trees and so on, from which you benefit and enjoy. Then he turned to the sky, making it into seven heavens, and he has knowledge of everything. Beneficial points. The pleasures of the garden are not spoiled by anything, nor mixed with any hardship. The examples Allah uses are only of benefit to the believers, because they really wish to be guided and truly ask to be guided. The most obvious features of those who deviate from the truth are that they break their promises with Allah and His creation, leave what Allah told them to hold on to, and their actions cause trouble on the earth. The origin of things is that they are allowed and pure, unless the sacred law prohibits them, because Allah blessed humanity, making everything on the earth for them.